For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, to kick it off hour number two, it is the home team presented by Athens Technical College. Your passion, your future elevated. Chris and Tyler with you for only about another 30 minutes tonight.
That's right.
But that's all the time we need to get through a 5 at 5. But Jeff and Dave are coming up from Kennesaw, where the Georgia baseball team will play tonight a 6 o'clock first pitch against the Owls.
I was going to say, and obviously they're not playing in Athens, they're playing at Kennesaw, but we can assume the weather at least is close to the same. And it hasn't really gotten any worse for the hour or so that we've been in here. So yeah. I guess it's good enough to play. Again, I imagine the field's probably a sloshy mess, but it's really about the dirt on the infield that's the primary concern,
right,
and all that.
Going to be cold and damp tonight, but it's going to rain again tomorrow, but I don't think until overnight.
Yeah, so that's just February baseball. Nasty, rainy, cold, you know.
Yeah, it is still winter time.
It is, and so, you know, until we kind of hit that, you know, second week of March or so, you're probably going to be dealing with a lot of this.
Well, Friday you're not going to have to deal with weather, but the reason they moved the game up to 3 o'clock on Friday is because the high is 46 with a low of 24.
Yep. Well, hey, that might be an advantage playing Santa Clara, though. They're not used to that kind of weather.
True, and it did snow here a couple weeks ago.
That's right.
So
that's right.
We're seasoned when it comes to just being bitterly cold here in Georgia. All right, so yeah, let's get to it. The 5 at 5 brought to you by Duplicating Systems. More than a system, a solution. Tyler, you may fire when ready.
So obviously the dominant story really of the entire baseball offseason, but now especially that teams are getting into spring training and you know, players are available for interviews and stuff, is the whole Astros cheating scandal. And obviously we know that the league came down on them but didn't take away the World Series trophy. And, you know, the owner of the Astros comes out and says, well, we cheated, but we don't really think it helped us. And then Rob Manfred comes out and says, well, it's just a piece of metal, and back and forth and back and forth. And neither organization is making themselves look good at all.
Now LeBron's even weighing in.
Now LeBron's weighing in. Who is looking worse right now, Rob Manfred or the Astros?
The Astros still look.
Still think the Astros are worse.
I still think the Astros look way worse. That press conference they had about a week or so ago when their pitchers and catchers are reporting is...
Well...
There's no real... It doesn't appear to be... I don't know. I mean, there's not a lot of real remorse there.
Well, and me and Dave talked about this on Friday when I was on the morning show. It's not like this event happened 2 days before and you didn't have time to strategize and plan out what you were going to say. You've literally had months to prepare statements. And I think I heard that the Astros brought in like crisis PR people. Like, okay, here's the things you got to say when you're asked this question, here's how you respond. And the owner like completely went off script or just ignored everything that he was told. Because it's almost like he went into that press conference expecting, you know, he comes out and says, oh, we're really sorry about what we did. And everybody's like, all right, cool, you're free to go. No, they're going to ask you questions. And, you know, the female reporter for ESPN asked him something along the lines of when he was talking about not getting an advantage, like, well, how is that not an advantage? And he whiffed on that softball of a question.
Yeah. Well, because it's... how do you answer that? Because it's an advantage.
Exactly. He's so, like, oh, well, I don't think we got an advantage, but oh, well, we may have gotten an advantage. He contradicted himself in like 30 seconds.
And this is, remember too, like the Astros signed Marcell Ozuna, who had been suspended for a while for domestic violence. And all right, so the guy can throw, you know, upper 90s closer. So of course they give him a chance and he's their closer.
Right.
And then they had, it was like an assistant GM who they ended up firing. Because after they won the LCS last year, he was in the clubhouse and actually directed a comment toward a couple of female reporters.
Uh-huh.
Like, sure, I'm glad we got him.
Oh, I remember that. Yes. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. They're making themselves look bad before this even happened.
Yeah, I mean, so the Astros have really been kind of despicable here for the last couple of years.
And I don't remember exactly. I was more focused on their owner Crane's comments, but Altuve and Bregman's statements were effectively then saying, oh, sorry, we got caught. My bad.
Well, it's the thing, too, where they said, well, I'm sorry, we made a mistake.
Yeah.
It was a mistake.
And that's the thing, is that's what all these players on the team that released statements basically said, like, nobody took accountability for it. It's like, well, I was aware of what was going on. I should have done something. You can't tell me this was the entire team not being aware of who was leading this brigade.
No, and then, even like Carlos Correa has come out and actually said that Altuve wasn't participating in it.
Something, which, again, when you go back to the buzzer at the, last year's ALCS, that begs the question otherwise, but apparently that's because of a tattoo now, whatever.
No one's buying that.
And nobody bought the, my wife doesn't want me to show my body on TV. Whatever. The thing that really got me from Crane's comments, though, because obviously Cora went on to the Red Sox, and obviously they parted their ways with AJ Hinch, and he basically said something to the effects of, our management was leading these guys against their will, basically. And I brought this up to Dave on Friday too. Like, okay, if we're talking about a Pee Wee baseball team of 10 or 11 year olds doing something like this, sure, the manager, the coach, making these kids do that, I can buy, because they're not old enough to comprehend what they're doing wrong. These are professional athletes, grown men. They were well aware of what they were doing. This isn't Cora and Hinch making them puppets.
Well, and the story with Hinch is that, yes, he was aware it was going on, and he obviously didn't do anything to stop it, but it wasn't like he was for it necessarily. But
still,
he still benefited. Yeah. It's kind of like when trying to come to Brian McCann's assistance. Now, I didn't like it, and I wish it would have stopped, but I'm still glad to collect a World Series ring.
Right.
Out of it, it'd be he played for the Braves last season. It'd be interesting if he didn't retire, because Nick Markakis said all those guys deserved beatings.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's like, oh well.
Although I got to tell you, I think I'd take McCann over Markakis in a brawl. But
if McCann was still on the team, maybe he shoots him a look across the locker room when he says that.
Yeah, Markakis would probably need help if he wanted to give Brian McCann a beating, whatever that might be. But I've said a couple times now, what really has caught me with this whole thing is more than it, like any like even the steroid scandal, you didn't have. I don't feel like you had the open backlash from players that were just going at each other, but how with no problem at all, and not unprompted. I mean, these guys are being asked questions, but they've had no issue coming up and just saying,
everybody's grilling the Astros and Rob Manfred.
Yes, and from like Giancarlo Stanton, I'd have hit 80 home runs if I knew what pitch was coming. To a guy like Nick Markakis basically saying, the Astros need to be beaten.
Well, I think it was Josh Turner with the Dodgers, when they asked him about Manfred's comments about the commissioner's trophy only being a hunk of metal, and he said that, that's disgraceful to the trophy, but the real disgrace is that it is the commissioner's trophy.
It's the commissioner's trophy.
It's your trophy.
It's like it's crazy, but like now, as much as unpopular a commissioner as Bud Selig was, because at the time, he was the commissioner for the steroid scandal. Seemingly, everyone knew what was going on, but baseball didn't care because the ratings were up. People were hitting home runs, and that was the owners, everyone. We'll take it, but he was. Like it's possible, like Rob Manfred now is already a worse commissioner than Bud Selig ever was.
And obviously, like Roger Goodell is far from the world's greatest commissioner when it comes to the NFL. But even for all the things that he's messed up, you've never just had this mass of players speaking out against him. And I think that kind of goes back to when you look at the players' associations from each league. Baseball players are very, very protected by their union. Like, and again, when you go back to the Astros players getting immunity for telling the truth in all this, no matter how bad the truth was, if something, and obviously you can't quite compare this to the NFL, but Roger Goodell comes down with his hammer, as he likes to say, on a lot of NFL players, and you don't see nearly as much backlash from players around the league. But you know, baseball players are a lot more protected, so they can kind of speak out against Manfred if they want, and they know they're not going to get in trouble for it.
And, you know, that's that might be part of too, when you look at the none of the Astros players getting suspended or anything happening to them. It's like they, because they are protected by the, the Major League Baseball Players Union is not just the strongest union in sports, but I mean, one of the strongest ones just in the country.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And so I see that side of it, that you've got players on other teams that are upset with the Astros, but they are all in the same union, and that union would have would have stepped up to protect the Astros players from being suspended for, I mean, really, I mean, long periods of time. So the managers are easier targets. But yeah, Hinch, Cora, and even Carlos Beltran.
Yep,
who was caught up in it.
I mean, he never got his chance to manage the Mets for a single game.
Yeah, no. He didn't even make it to spring training as the Mets manager, but none of the Astros have been suspended, and it probably will lead to... I mean, those guys are going to be getting hit. I just wonder, like, how long and how deep into the season it's going to go on, because the Braves and Astros play each other the last... It's the last weekend of the year.
Yep.
So does Houston get to... They make it all the way to the end of September and, like, oh, now we're playing this team we haven't seen yet, and one of the guys on this team says we needed a beating.
That's right.
So does that mean we're still going to be getting hit for this even the last weekend of the regular season?
Well, that actually brings me to my next question, because the over-under on the amount of pitches Astro players are going to be hit by this season is sitting currently, I think, at 83.5.
Right.
Are you taking the over or the under on that?
I would... I'd probably end up taking the under on it, because now it's one of those things that's become so talked about, and there will be a heightened sensitivity to it. To I don't know how much if you got to be able to pitch inside, and if you can't pitch inside, that I guess teams are going to have to just suck it up and
And Manfred basically came out and said, you know, oh, pitchers that hit Astros players, well, you're going to get in trouble. I mean, how bad is that going to look when the first pitcher, you know, beans Jose Altuve and gets suspended for a game? Meanwhile, the team that actually did the cheating, none of those players are getting suspended.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to look it will look bad, and maybe that's why maybe a team should just, hey, why do you have this odd relief? Why do you have this middle relief? Like the Braves, like, why is Luke Jackson starting tonight?
Who's this single A guy you called up to start tonight? Weird.
Yes.
But I wonder in that situation, though, if the MLB Players Association would be able to protect those pitchers in that situation. Like, look, it's not like these guys aren't justified in what they're doing. You know, if you're not going to suspend these Astros players, there's no reason you should suspend these guys.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if it was your standard, you're missing four games or whatever, there's an appeal, maybe there would or wouldn't. Like last year, so it's 83.5.
Yes.
Only there were three teams that got hit more than that last year. The Mets were hit 95 times.
Yep.
The Reds were hit 89 times. And Oakland hit 87 times. And you had the Cubs that were hit exactly 83 times.
Okay.
So that's a lot of hit by pitches. Now, yes. Houston was hit 66 times last year. They will probably get hit more than that this season.
Probably. Because, let's see, what is... I know they play the Yankees right before the Braves at the end of the season.
Yeah, I believe they've got a four-game series at Yankee Stadium.
Now, is that going to be their first? Is that going to be their first trip to Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, because they're not in the same division, so it's just you have two series against teams, right?
That's right. So when do they play them in Houston?
Let me look at that.
Let me get their schedule up too. Because, I mean, obviously, Altuve going deep on Chapman in the ALCS is very fresh on everybody's minds.
They open with the A's and the Angels, and they've got two games against the Mets interleague. Not in April, May. Yankees, May 15th, 16th, and 17th.
Okay.
Yes.
Hmm. Gonna be able to hold a grudge that long?
Who, the Yankees?
Yes.
Well, yeah, because the Braves held a grudge for almost a full year on Jose Urena.
That's right.
So
why is Chapman starting this game for the Yankees?
I mean, that was where like the Marlins ended up shutting him down at the end of the year and making sure he never pitched against the Braves. And then I guess they never played each other or saw him during spring training. But the first time he pitched against him last season, it was Gossman threw behind him or something and got immediately ejected from the game.
Do you think Altuve might sit that series out in May?
Against the Yankees?
Yeah, maybe have a shoulder injury or something.
Well, you know, if Garrett Cole pitches one of the games, they'll be safe. And there's no reason for Garrett Cole to pluck any of them since he benefited from their cheating.
True.
But then, I tell you what, if Aroldis Chapman came in to close a game and I was Jose Altuve, I would not step into the batter's box.
Pulled. Well, and that's the thing is okay, you know, the Yankees are the team, a lot of teams are going to be out to get them, but you know, if the Yankees go into Houston and just decide to pluck the entire roster every time, every first at bat, the Astros fans can't be mad about that.
I only think, no one should be. I only think the two guys that are going to be subjected to it the most are Bregman and Altuve. I don't really think the rest of the team is going to be.
I was being hypothetical, but it's even, you know, if Chapman just completely buzzes Altuve, as an Astros fan, how are you supposed to be mad about that?
Well, no, you can't. And I mean, if you're Altuve, you've even got to expect that something might be coming.
It's not like he can go out there and charge the mound because you're not justified at all.
Yeah. No. And Altuve's not really that big anyway. I don't know that he'd be charging any mounds.
Well, apparently his wife doesn't want his body being shown on TV. So does that imply that he doesn't know how to fight either?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That'd be like a cool move, though, is to get into a brawl with him and just rip his jersey off.
What if he's still got a buzzer under there?
You know what? Because that's the thing. No one will suspect we're possibly cheating now.
It's we know that. Everybody's on to us. There's no way they're going to think we're doing it.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's now's the best time for Houston to be cheating.
Exactly.
Because no one would think that they would have the gall to still be doing it.
Well, that's something else I think that Manfred came out with yesterday. He's we're on investigation, proves that the hitting on the garbage can definitely took place in the postseason. Well, if that's not enough to justify taking away the World Series, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
They didn't do it in the World Series. Sure.
Yeah. I just think those guys, there should be some form of suspension for them.
Yeah, without a doubt.
I'm not for stripping titles because, they did play. We saw it happen. I mean, if you want to, I don't know. If you want to vacate it or whatever, but it's not like you can give it to the Yankees or Dodgers.
No, I'm not saying give it to anybody else, but I mentioned this the other day, too, that if they are going to get to keep the World Series title, which it looks like that's going to happen, it's not going to change, it's almost just as fitting of a punishment to vacate it because the team, the fans, can't enjoy that title because they know there's always going to be an asterisk next to it. They can't brag about it. They can't parade around about it because literally everybody else can just point and say, yeah, well, you cheated to get that.
Yeah.
And they have no rebuttal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing either way, whether it's officially vacated or you look at a sports almanac decades from now and it still says the Astros won the World Series, it's forever tainted.
Now, if the Astros were to, you know, go on and win the World Series this year, cheating or not, I mean, that's probably going to kind of be looked at unfavorably as well.
Well,
and really, if they won the title any time over the next 5 to 8 years, it's not going to be justified in everybody's eyes. It's going to take a lot of time to filter this out of the organization.
Well, you know, the guys on the team, Verlander is an elite pitcher.
Yeah.
And even Alex Bregman coming out of, what was he, the second pick of the draft?
Uh-huh.
Now, Altuve was a guy because of his size, was not. I remember read stories about him going to an Astros tryout, and they basically laughed him out of it at first, and he came back the next day and said, no, you're going to watch me.
Yeah.
So it's not like those guys are horrible baseball players that only became MVPs because they were, they knew what pitch was coming.
Right.
They're good baseball players, and that just, helped an already good player. Yes, if a guy that's good knows what pitch is coming, then because there was, I don't know if you've seen, there's a guy who's an Astros fan who watched like
he made hours. That video or website, right?
Yes.
He put together all the instances.
He put together every single instance of the trash can, the sound he was listening for it, and, yep. And compiled a list of every player, how many times he heard the trash can for each player. And, you know, like, I don't remember which one it was, but one of the guys that actually had the highest count hit like 200.
Yeah.
So even here's a guy who knew it was coming, but like,
right.
It still didn't help him.
Right.
But so, like, that, again, the point is like the Astros might still be like really good this year.
Right.
Because those guys, like, you know, right. they're good players. They it's not just a product right. of knowing well, what pitch was coming.
And that's what I was going to say is, you know, assuming now they have been caught, they're not going to cheat anymore. If they go through the season and still win the World Series, like, that might be more justifiable for their own fans, but the rest of the league and other fans aren't still going to look at it, you know, with some form of asterisk, probably.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't. They might have a hard time, though, this season because there's a...
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot swirling.
I was going to say, they definitely have a target on all of their backs and some of their heads.
And I think, curiously, if they send anyone other than a pitcher to the All-Star game, like, you just have to imagine whoever that guy, like, if Jose Altuve made the All-Star game.
He's
like,
going to be ostracized.
Yeah, right?
Well, like, Aaron Judge deleted his tweet congratulating him on that. Like, well, okay, obviously he was cheating to help him out that, so he obviously doesn't deserve that MVP trophy.
Yeah, that's the real tragedy in all this, is it makes us all feel bad for the Yankees.
Yeah, never thought I'd be doing that.
No, right? Yeah. The idea of like, man, I feel bad. The Yankees got cheated.
Yeah. Well, I mean, effectively, the entire league got cheated. It's just the Yankees is more magnified because, you know, they're playing him
in
the playoffs.
In the postseason.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, the one guy, if you've read like the stories about Yu Darvish after that World Series.
Yeah.
And how it just wrecked him mentally.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a guy, those are the types of things and like the baggage that was left because you're in the World Series and you're just terrible.
Right.
And then you go back and you think, well, you know, my goodness, did they know what I was throwing to?
Right. Man, now you've just had that 2-year gap since then with that weighing on you.
Right, and it has. Because he was, you know, he was getting just railed by fans, the media, like,
yep.
He was responsible for the loss. And
yep. Yeah, again, like, that can't be taken away. People can obviously apologize for it and not continue to do so, but it doesn't, similar to, like, we obviously saw them win the World Series. It's like, you can't take away the hate that was put on them and stuff like that.
Right. But if you're the pitcher who was the GOAT at the time, then that's what...
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that had him pretty much wrecked.
Moving off of baseball in the 5-5, it was announced yesterday that Drew Brees will be returning for another season with the Saints. There was a lot of speculation. Maybe he retires, maybe he goes to another team. And with Drew Brees coming back to the Saints, is the probability of Fromm going there now a lot higher, do you think?
Well, I don't know, because they seem to like Taysom Hill.
No, Taysom Hill likes Taysom Hill.
Well, yeah, he likes Taysom Hill, but I mean, I don't. They like him enough that they put him in games in big situations. Like, wait a second, you got Drew Brees, and Taysom Hill's going to come in on this third down now.
But when Drew Brees went out for an extended period of time, Taysom Hill never played quarterback.
Yeah, Bridgewater was.
Bridgewater,
the backup.
Even when Bridgewater was struggling, Taysom Hill was still just playing a Swiss Army knife position. Taysom Hill was trying to speak, making him into a starter, into existence. I really don't think the Saints had legitimate intentions to do that.
I think the Colts would be a good spot for Fromm.
Think so?
They have the second pick of the second round.
Okay.
So even if they didn't take him in the first round, he could still end up, I mean,
right.
being the second pick of the second round is a good pick, but with I like Frank Reich. I think he'd mm-hmm. be getting, you know, he'd go to a place with a good offensive mind at coach. They finally did put together a solid offensive line,
yep. at,
just in time for Andrew Luck to retire. And you know, Jacoby Brissett, I don't think is terrible,
right?
But you know, I think in the big picture and the long term for the Colts, I would think that they'd be a team that would be in the market to to either draft a quarterback or at least look at one of the guys that's out there in free agency. Because in that NFC South or the AFC South, that's a division that could go to anyone.
Yeah, I mean, your toughest competition is going to be obviously Deshaun Watson. But again, that's as good of a player as Deshaun Watson is. His coach and his team around him have proven to be less trustworthy.
Yeah, I mean, Bill O'Brien is not only now is Bill O'Brien still the coach, but he's also now the GM.
That's right. That's right.
You know, so Tennessee made a nice little run to the AFC Championship game. Ryan Tannehill was he was the comeback player of the year.
Right.
But you know, to me, it's all right. Do it again next year, and I'll start to believe that you've had some career transformation getting out of Miami.
I was going to say, with Mike Vrabel being their head coach, I think we can assume they're always going to have good defense. If they can get in a solid quarterback, they can be a legitimate contender. But I wouldn't expect Tannehill to repeat his magic again. And not that it was really a lot that he did. He was having subpar stats in most of those games anyway. You just really were relying on Derrick Henry and your defense. But if they can get in like a solid quarterback to help carry the offense a little bit more, they could be a team that consistently contends. But with Ryan Tannehill, I wouldn't trust it.
Yeah, I think that they'll probably end up, they'll franchise tag him. They don't want to commit long term, but I also think based on what he did for them and helped turn their season around and make the playoffs, that you feel more comfortable at least sticking with a guy that's been in the league for a long time. There's no point in going out and grabbing a free agent, and you're not going to draft a guy that has, you know, more proven experience than what now you've gotten out of Tannehill.
I was going to say, I mean, like, you know, what's the future of Marcus Mariota there as well?
I think he's...
Because this would be... His rookie contract is up, just like Jameis Winston's, right?
Yeah,
they
both came in the same
year.
Yeah, they're going to move on from him.
It's like, you know, I mean, what can you get for a guy like that?
Yeah.
Who obviously, I mean, has played well at some times, but obviously fell off kind of the face of the earth this past season and got benched. So, you know, that Heisman Trophy only garners so much attention now.
We can ask Mike Vrabel these questions when he attends the UGA Coaches Clinic March 26th through the 28th.
So if you pose as the coach from Globe Tech,
yes,
I'll create a fictional South Georgia high school.
All right.
And I'll get myself in there too. And
okay.
We'll see what we can do.
Because the speakers this year announced Joe Judge. Like, who? Yeah, he's the new head coach of the New York Giants.
I got a question for Coach Judge. Yes. Who are you?
Yes. Who are you? And then Mike Vrabel, but without a doubt, the headliner, Dr. Mike Leach.
That's right. I was going to say, is he going to teach a class at Mississippi State like he did at Wazoo?
Maybe.
Because, like, oh, man, maybe get online for that class, like, via Skype or something. I'd sit in on
I think you could have done that for the Wazoo class.
I guess so. It's like, can I get one semester transfer to Washington State,
I think,
please?
That class was, like, impossible to get into.
Oh, I'm sure it was. Like, the McConaughey film class at Texas. I'm sure that wait list was 10 miles long.
Yeah. No, but, you got to have Mike Vrabel, Mike Leach, and Joe Judge will be the speakers. But I guess with the Leach coming to speak at the coaches' clinic is maybe just another sign that there's a full-on embracing of the air raid system suddenly here in Athens, hiring Todd Monken, and now Mike Leach coming to speak at a clinic.
Is Jamie Newman going to throw for 500 yards every game now?
I don't think we're going to go that crazy. But I don't think it'll be. Whereas Mike Leach's teams, two things are guaranteed: whoever Mike Leach's quarterback is will lead the country in passing. And I think with KJ Costello, that's pretty much going to be a lock now.
Yeah, for sure.
And no team will run the ball less.
Right.
Now there's no way. I don't care what offense Georgia runs. There's no way Georgia will run the ball the fewest of any team in the country.
That's what I love when Leach got hired at Mississippi State, was like Washington State's running back was the most excited about it. Like, I actually get to run the ball now.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Tyler, I will see you back in here tomorrow.
That's right.
We'll go a little longer tomorrow, but then the Lady Dogs are back in action. We got Georgia baseball coverage coming up next. The Dogs at Kennesaw State. Georgia basketball plays again tonight as well, but we'll see you tomorrow beginning at 4 o'clock. Chris and Tyler, the home team has been presented by Athens Technical College.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.